Part 2. Reading Passage. Pablo Neruda is the most widely read Spanish-American poet of the 20th century. He is remembered not only as a great writer, but also as a diplomat and Marxist thinker. During a long literary career, he produced more than 40 volumes of poetry, translations, and verse drama. He was often referred to as the Picasso of poetry for his custom of changing styles with each new work. He was born in a small town in central Chile and started to write poetry when he was 10. He achieved fame at the age of 20 with the publication of 20 love poems and a song of despair. Neruda, whose work until then had concerned itself with very personal themes, was soon to enter a very public world. In 1927, Neruda began his long career in the Foreign Service with diplomatic postings in various East Asian and European countries. While in Spain, he befriended the poet Federico García Lorca. Neruda's support of the Republican cause during the Spanish Civil War forced him to resign his post as a consul in Paris in 1939. He joined the Communist Party in 1943, and his political attacks on the Chilean government forced him into exile in Mexico. There he wrote Canto General, 1950, a monumental work of 340 poems, in which he views Latin American history in Marxian terms as the long social struggle of its peoples. In 1952, he was allowed to return home to Chile. He married the singer Matilde Urrutia, his third wife, who was to inspire much of his later poetry. They settled permanently on the Isla Negra. For the next 21 years, his writing returned to themes of personal experience, the nature of love, and the lives of the common people. For this, he became known as the people's poet. Neruda once wrote, "Poetry is a deep inner calling in man. From it came liturgy, the Psalms, and also the content of religions." He received numerous honors and rewards in his lifetime, most notably the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1971. The following year, diagnosed with cancer, he was forced to resign his post of ambassador to France. He died of leukemia just 12 days after the coup d'etat that ended the presidency of Salvador Allende and brought military dictatorship to Chile.